14. The Strength of Seven Men.
"You'll open the door to the office and proceed down the hall," Laroche instructed.
Modo nodded and gave the French agent a friendly smile, one that he hoped was disarming. He nearly chuckled to himself. Disarming was exactly what he had in mind. Laroche was holding the gun in an easy manner that indicated he was completely comfortable with the weapon. That was dire news. Modo stood slowly, opened the door to the office, and began to walk down the empty hallway.
"Good, good work," Laroche said, as though encouraging a child. "Now, please stay 5 paces in front of me. We will go to the end of the hall and turn left."
Modo did as he was told, judging the distance of the man behind him by the sound of his footsteps, picturing the gun at his back. Laroche was no fool and had been well trained. He would not come within striking distance. The chances of taking him by surprise by turning and knocking the gun from his hand were slim, and a move like that would most likely result in bullet holes in all the wrong places. Modo glanced around for something he could throw.
"Please look straight ahead," Laroche said calmly.
He spoke without a French accent, indicating that he had worked in the field for a number of years.
"I assume you are searching for an object to use as a projectile. I should inform you that I won the Bureau marksmanship competition 7 years running."
"Recently?" Modo asked.
"Or was that in your younger years?"
The man laughed again, a pleasant sound.
"Well, it was some time ago, I admit that."
He was grey-haired, yet young enough that he may only recently have been assigned to a desk. And perhaps that was why Colette hadn't mentioned him. Or was it the fact that she didn't have full control of her mental faculties? What other major details had she missed?
"Is it true that you're as strong as 10 men?
Laroche asked.
"Only 7 men, Modo answered. 10 Frenchmen, perhaps."
Laroche laughed.
"You mock me, but I know that you are French too, but British by education."
Modo was surprised to hear Mr. Socrates' pronouncement come out of his mouth. Maybe there was some truth to the old man's words. Oh, how Tharper would be shaking his head at him now, allowing himself to fall into the hands of the enemy, or, at the very least, suspicious allies.
"Please open the stairwell door and proceed down the stairs."
The offices they had walked through were deserted, and so was the stairwell. That, at least, was playing in Modo's favor. He could jump down the stairs and flee. Laroche might get off 2 shots. Of course, at such close range, he wouldn't miss. Modo decided to walk slowly down the stairs.
"A bit faster, please," Laroche said. "I'm so looking forward to our conversation. Your disguise is almost impeccable. I am extremely impressed. I'll make a note of that in my diary."
They crossed a landing, then continued down more stairs. Light appeared beneath each door they passed. The agency was busy this evening. Soon they were on the main floor. The steps and the walls leading down into the basement were made of stone, like those in a real fortress. A lone light cast fractured beams across the stairs. In the shadows it might be possible to attack and give himself the extra seconds he needed. He listened, not daring to turn. Before he could decide on the best course, the metal door at the bottom of the stairs scraped open and 2 burly men stepped through it. They looked up and were just beginning to salute Modo when instead they reached for the pistols at their hips.
"Halt," Laroche said in French. "This is not as it seems. This man is an imposter, a prisoner."
"Listen carefully,"
Modo said calmly, also in French.
"Draw your weapons and shoot, Laroche. He has captured me and turned against France. He is a traitor."
The guards' hands were frozen on their guns. One moved slightly, making the keys on his belt jangle.
"Shoot him! That is an order!"
Modo barked. They drew their guns. Laroche fired, his bullet sparking off the stone wall, making the men duck. Modo smashed his way between them and through the doorway. There were more rows of desks and several hallways. A collection of French spies looked up from their paperwork, mouths gaping, clearly alarmed by the pistol fire. He dashed past them, shouting,
"Intruder! Intruder behind me! Bar the door!"
He chose a hallway, sped to the end of it, and turned awkwardly down another. A shot rang out, knocking a painting off the wall. Even in his mad running, he was impressed that artwork hung in the bureau. There was a large uproar behind him, but he couldn't make out a word of it, except that Laroche was swearing at such volume that his words cut through it all. Modo flew by a row of occupied cells. Some prisoners were in rags, looking as if they hadn't seen the sun for years. Others were in dapper grey jackets, as if they'd been arrested while dining. A way out! There had to be a way out! He was beginning to feel like a trapped rat. Get me out of here now! He took a deep breath. Calm yourself. It was Tharpa's voice. He was always there, in the background. Modo pictured the front of the building. There had been large loading doors leading to the lower level. They were on the west side. He veered to his left down a narrow hall and ploughed through the door at the end, knocking it off its hinges. He found himself in a giant storage room. Crates stood along several walls. One lid had been pried off, revealing a collection of guns. He recognized them as Chassepot rifles, the main armament of the French forces. He could use one to fight his way out, but he'd be surrounded and shot in the space of a few minutes. Stealth was still the best option. He passed another crate jammed with ceramic dolls, of all things. What purpose they served, he couldn't imagine. At the end of the large room was a ramp leading to the loading door, which was locked and barred. He put his back to it and strained, swearing and pushing until the bars snapped and the doors flew open. He charged out into the dark, shouting, Entrou! Entrou! He couldn't think of anything else to say. His French was failing him, and he could only hope the guards would recognize him as Bellanger. A siren sounded, screaming from the top of the building, followed by the barking of dogs. The guards had let loose the hounds. He ran past the nearest guard station, and the dogs turned their snouts towards him and leapt into action. Someone behind him, on an upper floor of the bureau, used a voice trumpet to shout, Fermez les portes! Fermez les portes! They were going to close the gates. He was still 50 yards away from the exit. He could see the guards swinging the gates closed. He was sweating madly now, his hair disheveled. They'd shoot him before they even realized he might be Bellanger.
Arrêtez-vous!
A guard shouted.
Je suis Bellanger! Je suis Bellanger!
Modo repeated, as he ran full speed down the lane. But the guard at the front gate raised his rifle and pointed it directly at him, forcing Modo to stop and wait for the hounds that any second now would tear into his flesh.